Hello, and welcome back to the John Burt Leadership Podcast. I'm here with my special guest, Dr. Mike Smith, a former First Sergeant of the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds. We're talking about culture today and building a legacy-defined culture. We're going to jump right back in with Dr. Mike Smith.
I wanted to shift a little bit, Dr. Mike, and talk about the microcultures of culture. You know, we've talked about kind of the components of culture, but one of the things I work with clients a lot on is this, what we call the five cultures of culture, right? And so if you think about it as a triangle, the bottom three segments is a can-do culture, meaning do you have the skills and the capabilities and the, do you have the right education, the right experience to be able to do the job? But it's very much that individual person, and it's only about capability. It's not actually going out and doing it, but you have to have that. You have to be thinking about it as a leader, about the can do. Have you adequately hired and trained your people so that they have the skills to be able to do the job that you need them to do? That second C is the will do culture. Right. So it's a matter of you have these capabilities, but are you inspired or motivated to act, to go out and actually do your job day in, day out? So it's this will do or commitment that you have toward doing, acting on the mission of the organization. And that third C is about the alignment culture. Right. Is it a must do? So do you feel as though others on the team are counting on you to do the right work? Right. So do you feel that commitment, that bond, that the glue with the rest of the organization, knowing that you have to do your bit so that the rest of them can do their bit? So it's that can do, will do, must do, which is a great foundation for any culture. And then you have to think about how you measure it. Right. So I think about this idea of one of the fourth element is the individual performance culture. So do you measure and do you have an expectation that people are going to be able to perform at their best as individuals, meaning all that training, all that capability that you have, then they put it into practice and they're actually delivering on that work. And then finally, the fifth culture of culture is a team performance. So as a team, or do you have walls in your organization, silos, or are you encouraged and even rewarded for teaming together with other departments or other groups to be able to make something happen in the market or for your customers? So those two, the can do, the will do, the must do, the individual performance, the team performance, all leads to the organizational culture and the organization's performance. So I know you know this model, Dr. Mike. So any thoughts on that?
So yeah, the one thing that I love about that is, you know, is the way that you set that up. And I know you work with clients on this, right? This five cultures of culture. And I believe that you have some proprietary assessments and even a six-step process that I would love for you to talk about in a second. But those five cultures, it's really important because when they're all firing healthy and vibrant at the same time, that's, like you said, what really leads to that organizational success and allows organizations to maintain, sustain, and evolve their operating imperatives and the business tenets, right? Because if you look at just the three C's that you mentioned, right? The capability, commitment, and connectedness, or the alignment piece. You can have someone who's capable, right? They're trained, on-job training, the school, whatever. But if they're not committed, right? Or connected, that could be a different outcome in level of engagement and productivity and those sort of things, right? So the same stands for the commitment. You can have someone that's committed, but if they don't have the tools, and they don't get that communication from the leader that helps them get to a place of connectedness or alignment, again, you could still have kind of a skewed outcome in terms of productivity, engagement, the legacy, inspiration to be there, right? So I really love the way that you lay that out and then the individual team cap it off. So I really like that model, and it's so true. When you get them all five firing, that's when the beauty and the magic starts to happen, really.
Yeah, exactly. So as I work with my clients and we try to do the assessments, we do have a number of tools, a number of assessment tools that we use that evaluate a company's readiness to go through a cultural transformation, right? You have to be ready. You have to, you know, all be clear that that there is a reason to change and to move forward to be able to get to a higher level of performance. We also have an evaluation as to where you are today. So be, you know, it's like you have to measure things. I'm a consultant by my background, so I love to measure stuff. But being able to measure where are you today, so that you can have that firm, when you start to go through the cultural transformation, you know how to measure your progress along the way and those different measurements. And then, of course, you know, you have to have a clear method that will get those five cultures of culture all firing at the same level. So a lot of the work that we do with clients around cultural transformation is to assess where they are today, make sure that they're ready to move, and then just helping them to formulate that strategy, the culture strategy, if you will, the cultural model that they want to move to, and then help them to make sure that they're being consistent in the communications and how they're rolling this out. It's a six-step process. It's proven. It works well with companies. And, you know, it's exciting to see companies that are going through this and making the progress. You know, they start to see those attrition numbers start to come down. You start to pull the individual contributors, and they're all feeling much better about the environment that they're working in. Retention and attrition goes down, retention goes up. You know, so that's what companies are looking for.
Nice. Very nice.
So, Dr. Mike, this has been a fascinating conversation, and you know, I think that we could probably go on for a couple hours of talking about this stuff. I don't think our listeners have that much time, but I do think it's very important what we're talking about today for leaders, individual leaders, but also for their organizations, and creating that healthy environment, healthy and vibrant culture that they want in their companies, that their employees want. So, I think that there's a win-win here. I am going to just, I want to just get your comments on that, Dr. Mike, and then I'm going to show a slide on how people can get a hold of us.
Yeah. So thank you very much. And again, I think now more than ever, the work that you do and the process that you have is more important than it's ever been before. Again, with just the business landscape that we've been in, with things finally, I guess, starting to open back up a little bit more than they were, you know, now that we're sort of post-pandemic, there truly is a new normal that's arisen that are forcing not only leaders, but also employees to deal with this new organizational structure, remote working, whatever that is, right? So I think now more than ever, to have a process to lean on to help create that roadmap for a transformation is just so beneficial and so helpful. So again, I can't thank you enough, JB, for your time, for the invite, and just for the amazing work that you do, both on the individual level with individuals and the bigger organizational picture. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, Dr. Mike, thank you. I mean, it's just such a pleasure to talk to you all the time. I always learn something new and exciting whenever we talk. And you know, our conversations go on for quite some time because we'll riff on each other in terms of different things that we think are needed. But for you leaders out there, I think it's important for you to recognize that there is a significant upheaval and some anxiety within your employee base. They all everybody wants to find a culture that they feel recognized, that they feel inspires them to get up and go to work every single day. So this is the work that we do at Intelligent Leadership Executive Coaching, the cultural transformation work that we do. You have my contact information here, phone number and email, and you can go to the web and learn a little bit more about the work that we're doing. You can always give me a call. I'd be more than happy to chat with you. Again, we have a number of assessment tools that will help you around cultural transformation. So Dr. Mike, I want to thank you again for being with me today. Always fascinating, valuable conversation, hopefully for our listeners who have taken the time to listen to this webinar. I hope we can do it again sometime soon. Sounds like we have maybe a webinar around that, so those six steps or another topic soon. But in the meantime, I want to just, if you have any closing remarks, Dr. Mike.
Well, just again, thank you very much. And the one thing I would like to close with, as you started talking about, the assessments and the tools and the process that you have to follow. The last thing I think I would like to say, and I know you speak so much about this, and that's kind of what triggered me, is this whole this whole thought around vulnerability, right? And being vulnerable as a leader, right? So the vulnerability, as we know, it's actually a courageous decision to make and shows wisdom and maturity. So as leaders, that's, I think, one of the first things that we have to do, right, is be okay with and know that sometimes it's necessary to ask for help, right? That's a good thing, right? When you call in the troops, the reinforcements to kind of help you, and just know that you're not alone. So that's the only thing I would add in closing.
No, it's a really, really good point, because I think there are a lot of, as I talk to my clients and I ask them, well, what's happening within your company and why aren't you moving? And I think there is sort of a malaise. There's a certain level of maybe it's comfort that things aren't so bad. We're started doing okay. Then the attrition numbers start to go up, and you're starting to lose good people, and people don't understand quite, you know, that by then the horses may be out of the barn, so to speak. So it's been really fascinating today, Dr. Mike. I really appreciate your time. And then, you know, for you listeners who have decided to take the time to listen to this, I hope this was valuable for you as well. So until next time, talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Hey, leaders. I hope you enjoyed this 3-episode series with Dr. Mike Smith, a former first sergeant for the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds Demonstration Squadron. Really exciting discussion with regard to culture and in creating a legacy-inspired culture. We covered a lot of ground in these 3 episodes, so I'd really like to encourage you to go back. If you didn't listen to all of them, go back and listen to episodes 1 and 2. I think it's all really great information. And Dr. Mike Smith, he's such a great guest, such an interesting guy, having spent the time with the Thunderbirds, also as an executive coach and a kind of a cultural expert. It was great to have him on this series with me. I'm just so grateful. And to all you leaders out there, if you have any questions and you'd like to get in touch with me, please reach out through my website at johnburt.intelligentleadershipec.com, or send me an email at jburt@intelligentleadershipec.com. I'd love to speak to you. This is one of my favorite topics, and it's just something that we need to do much better in organizations around the world, developing a better culture, one that really attracts and retains the very best talent, makes you more competitive. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Until next time.